The name of my story this morning is Knowing Which Words to Say, parentheses, and Which Words Not to Say. Okay. Barabbas is really worried about what to say to Elizabeth when he sees her this morning. Barabbas and Elizabeth have been best friends forever. They both have had the same first grade and second grade teachers, and they walk to school every single day. In fact, in second grade, when Sam first started walking with them to school, and because Elizabeth is such a friendly giraffe, she paid more attention to Sam than she did to Barabbas, and Barabbas got jealous. There were times when Barabbas wished that he was a giraffe so that Elizabeth would like him more. But after a short time, they all became friends together. What should Barabbas say to Elizabeth? You see, Elizabeth's Aunt Gertrude died last week on the day after Easter. She had that nasty fall from the balcony at Christmas time, and her neck had just gotten worse and worse. She was in the hospital for about 2 weeks until she died. Now, you may not know, but Barabbas' mother died in a car crash when he was very young. He does not remember his mommy. But he often wonders about her. He just wishes that he knew her more. However, Elizabeth definitely knew Aunt Gertrude. They've lived together Elizabeth's whole life. So Barabbas asked Uncle Floyd, what should he say? And Uncle Floyd said, I reckon you just need to say, I'm sorry your aunt died. And then just be quiet for a while. Let there be quiet. So that is just what Barabbas did when he walked to school with Elizabeth. Here they are walking to school. And Barabbas said, I am sorry that your Aunt Gertrude died. And then he just got quiet for a while. But then old Sam just started jabbering. Wow, like, did you know the Yankees won on Friday and on Saturday? And the Dodgers, and Barabbas went over and bumped him and gave him a look that said, be quiet, not now. And after they had walked for a while more, Elizabeth said, thanks, Barabbas. Sometimes things that are hard to say still need to be said. For Thomas, in the Bible lesson this morning, everyone, that means all the other disciples, had seen the resurrected Jesus when he came into that locked room where they were meeting in secret. But Thomas had not been there, and he just couldn't be quiet. He had to say, that's hard to believe. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. And that's when Jesus indeed did come and show himself resurrected to Thomas. Excuse me. And even with Peter in the lesson this morning, when the council in Jerusalem said, you were told not to be preaching about Jesus. You've gotten all the people stirred up. And Peter answered, I cannot disobey God. I cannot be quiet about all the wonderful works that Jesus, our Savior, did. Even though the words of both Thomas and Peter felt uncomfortable to say out loud, both of them knew that those words needed to be spoken. Some words should be spoken, and others do not. Growing up means paying attention to which words to say and which words just keep and hold inside for a while. Don't be talking about the Yankees when somebody just died. The end.